Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Well, hello, everyone. And
welcome to the Cool Kids Club.
We had an awesome week. We are finishing up a week of... that was good. We had a good week.
We had a really fun week. We had... holy cow. Dude, I just got to this thing and somebody's saying that Plinko was rigged. Remember Plinko on Price is Right?
How do you rig that? It's gravity. Remember the one you drop and it hits the little pegs?
Before we go into the podcast, this is a national crisis.
Breaking news.
Yes, I'll turn your microphone on, Patrick.
Breaking news. Plinko.
It says for decades, you know, people would be screaming at their TV about Plinko. Well, Plinko, the game with the cup saucer-sized chips plinking down the board towards cash prizes, it was rigged.
There's no way.
Let me see.
Well, it could be rigged if you have the little pegs at certain height angles, so to speak, so that you know that if you drop it in this one.
Oh, here you go. Just got it. So the game is rigged by having two fishing lines, super, super thin fishing lines, one on each side of the board, and they're strung down both sides in a line down the middle towards the center slot. And if a chip was dropped right down the middle, it would land in the $10,000 slot every time. So they could pick and choose when they wanted somebody to really win.
They could move the lines?
Yeah. I don't believe it was rigged. Because I believe in the... in the goodness of Bob Barker and The Price is Right, that is not true.
No, wait. Here's what happened. They were doing promotional. They were doing promotional things. So they would bring Plinko out and, you know, say, "Okay, everybody, we're going to do Plinko and let people win stuff." Well, they had done one. Here it is. After a promotional advertisement for the video game version of Price is Right, the wires were accidentally left on the Plinko board, and during a 2008 taping, a contestant playing Plinko on The Price is Right dropped three consecutive chips into the $10,000 slot. As the fourth one was being dropped, a producer of the show realized the wires were still in place and stopped the chip mid-bounce. The wires were removed and the entire segment was reshot for the show from the point where the contestant began dropping the chips.
So they didn't
get their $10,000.
They didn't get their $30,000.
Yeah, excuse me. And then figuring they'd have a lawsuit on their hand, CBS Standards and Practices lawyers said that the contestant could keep the original $30,000 won prior to the wire removal on top of the amount won with the five chips that she dropped when the segment aired.
They just
aired.
Didn't want it to show that they won that much, but the person actually won the money. That's good.
And when the segment aired, no reference was made to the mistake.
So it wasn't always rigged. One time it was rigged. One time.
One time.
One time in 30 years.
Okay, well, that's better than actually having somebody... Okay. You know,
yeah. I was going to say, it doesn't seem like it would be very...
That's an easy way to rig it, though, with the little fishing lines.
Yeah. It's amazing that a game like that can stay on. Like, you watch it, and it's like watching 1970s television.
But you know what? That's the thing. It's got that fun, nostalgic thing to it.
But it is the TV equivalent of going to your grandmother's house and having the couch covered.
But game shows are the original reality TV.
Yeah.
I mean, people are still fascinated. I love watching. I'll put it on TV, especially like in the afternoon, and they'll have one of the, whether it's The Price is Right or like a Wheel of Fortune or something, I'll watch it. If there's nothing else going on that I really want to watch, I'll leave it on that. And it's fascinating. You know, and you play along with it, and it's fun, and, you know, it's kind of exciting. And it's, you know, when you're doing the higher and lower and stuff like that, you kind of are like, "You dummy!" You're talking to the TV.
You guys remember the Game Show Network? They had their own TV network?
Don't they still have it?
Yep.
I remember the first time I saw it, I'd never even heard of it, and I was flipping through, and I just heard a little, you know, they do the little logo
network,
things.
The network for games.
Yeah, and I thought they said gays.
That's logo.
And I heard it. Goes,
isn't that logo?
I hear.
I think so, but this is before that.
I hear the network for gays. And it goes into commercial. And I was like,
who was watching the TV last?
Are you kidding me? There is a network?
There is. I think there's two, actually.
There are more than that now.
I am totally following everybody. I got Drew already on my Twitter. I'm now following George Gray, who's the announcer for The Price is Right, since 2011. I'm also now, I've been on Twitter just tacking these people up. Manuela Arbeles, she is one of the models. Amber Lancaster, I'm following
her. I was getting into The Price is Right all
of
a sudden.
Hold on, Miss Gwynny Smith, Gwendolyn, I got you. And Rachel Reynolds.
Can I change the subject?
I'm going to follow her. Yeah.
Why is this fascinating? Why would you want to change?
Oh, I don't know. Friday, next Friday, we're having a party.
We're having a party.
Shamalama Ding Dong.
The Shamalama Ding Dong, because we couldn't come up with a better name.
By the way, before we go into it, I would like to put something up to a vote. It's called the Shamalama Ding Dong. It's an inside joke between us and Walker McGuire, the guys that, you know, we discovered and all that kind of stuff. Well, anyway, I was sitting here and I threw this out to Patrick and he thought I was an idiot.
It's the worst thing.
I would like to change it and add an extra L to llama and turn it into llama. And we call it the Shamalama Ding Dong. And then we have a llama brought out, like a petting zoo llama. And so we're at this party and people will be able to pet the llama. And that would be fun.
Bubba's idea of how to make a party better is to figure out how to rent llamas.
Dude.
And then he looks at me and goes, you think you can rent us some llamas? Where do you rent a llama?
There are places where they have llamas.
By the way, there's a website called rentallama.com.
No, there's not.
Yes.
But they don't have any around here.
How much is it?
They don't have any anywhere nearby, so... It's like a nationwide website. If you were going to go hiking into the mountains, you could rent a llama.
This right here.
Oh, what?
Yeah. How much to rent a llama?
I did find a petting zoo nearby that has llamas. And I told Bubba, you want a llama? You get a llama. I am not getting a llama. I put this whole party together. I'm not getting llamas.
I think if you get those... If you can't get a llama, you can get one of those what they call alpacas.
Alpacas.
No one would know the difference.
I mean, but you can't say the Shama Alpaca Ding Dong. It's the Shama Llama Ding Dong.
No, you say Shama Llama Ding Dong.
And we have an alpaca.
You have alpaca.
And that's like
no
even
one
a funnier
knows.
Joke. We couldn't even afford a llama. We
they
only
don't
had
know.
Alpacas.
No one gets. They just, it's Shama Llama. You have a llama.
Well, I did
that's
find
cool.
a lot of alpacas. Apparently, alpacas are more common than llamas because there's lots of alpacas around that you can. I don't know if you can rent them, but you can buy them. But maybe one of the people that's selling alpacas wouldn't mind lending them to you.
Yeah,
again,
all the expensive, they're going to have to put it in a
trailer.
Get it here.
Rates are $100 a day, $200 a week. That includes two llamas and packs if you're going to.
But again, that's if you're in. That's not here in town.
I know, but I'm just kind of getting a ballpark here.
Well, if you get a ballpark for a llama, is $100 a day for two? You said
they had. Yeah, it's two.
So I'm guessing you can. Get alpaca for $50 a day. I'm in.
Alpacas are cheaper than llamas, right?
Dude, I have no idea. But I'll say it again. If you can get the llama here, great. But I don't, you know. Let's say we have $100 in the budget for the llama budget.
Right.
That's about all we can put there. What's the llama budget for this party? Oh.
Well, they said $100 a day. That's for two. I'm sure it doesn't hurt them. I'm sure it's the same to bring out one for about $100. So I think if you bring one, you bring two. So
yeah.
They have a friend.
That's right. Then they're not lonely. And think
if
about how
if you can find
cool.
a place
think
nearby about... that will bring a llama. That's what I'm saying. Like, think about this.
If anybody has a llama for rent, just email me, bubbaradio@hotmail.com.
We don't want somebody's pet llama if it's like sickly or, you know.
Yeah, you have to have insurance on your rental of your llama.
Oh, my gosh. Are we going to have to call the building code?
I just threw it out there. No. We're not bringing it inside.
I wonder.
We will
I'm not
going to
buy
water.
Its shoes. It's not like it's going to bowl your turn.
What?
Sorry, that was a...
Yes, okay, thank you.
Sig Lebowski reference.
So what do you think, though? Honestly, Big D, Patrick hates the idea.
Change
the Shamalama Ding Dong to Shamalama Ding Dong, and we have a llama. Or two.
Okay, yeah, you want me to, are we voting? We're like voting? Really?
I say we vote.
Okay.
I am in. I say my hand is up. I say llama.
I say no llama.
What? That's kind of surprising.
I have lost 2-1.
Yep. Oh. Because it is a great idea. It's a classic traditional Bubba thing. You know what we should do is I'm going to change the word to be another word, and then we'll have
Patrick's got
that
a phone call.
Weird word that I made up. part of the party. That's why you have a llama. Right. But just because you don't everything's,
dude, no. I'm just trying to think of all the people, because all the people that are going to be coming to the party are like radio and record people and all that kind of stuff. And if you have a llama here, they don't. They have never been to a party with a llama.
Less
and
moving
that
parts.
Is my. I know less moving parts, less to go wrong. But I'm just saying, a llama would bring so much to it. People would be like, "There is a llama here." Think of all the selfies people would be taking with the llama. Oh, it's just me and a llama. And they have a drink in their hand, and they're like, "Hey, you want some?" And the llama will be licking the top of their bottle or something. I mean, that would be funny. People would totally think that was and then they would talk about it. They would talk about how they were hanging out with Big D and Bubba and a llama.
We're going to have okay, first off, does it poop? Are we going to have a llama poop? Or is it going to pee on the concrete?
Of course
on
it
our parking
is.
Llamas
lot?
Don't poop or pee. They loop or lee.
Look.
See what I mean? That's what he does.
That's what he does. There's going and to then, be llama
mess.
It's going to be in the parking lot. It's going to stink.
Yeah. This is
that being said, I will say, because I didn't actually, I will say, if you can get llamas for free, get them.
I say if you can get a llama for under $100, you do it.
All right.
Oh, I don't want to spend $100 on the llama. Like, really?
Hey, this number right here, the llama people.
It's a petting zoo. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll reach out
to them.
They don't rent their llamas as a practice, but if you want to call them and pull the old, "Hey, we're having a party on the radio. Would you lend us a llama for a few hours?"
Lend us a llama.
That's right. We're going to the wrong site. We're going to all these rent a llama sites. We need to go to lend a llama.
Lendalama.com.
Do we know somebody named Linda Llama? Maybe we can have her come out.
It's just the way his brain is wired.
It is. It's almost a sickness that he has.
This is Linda Llama, everybody.
Have you ever heard the Llama song?
Take a selfie with her.
Have you ever heard the Llama song?
No.
Oh, go to YouTube right now and search Llama song. Forgot. We can't play music.
Someone else, you can play
stuff. We talked about it the other day.
Sure.
I'm telling you, I listen to podcasts all the time, and they all have music that they don't own, and they didn't.
All these other people are downloading music for free off the internet. I'll never get caught.
I hear it all the time. I really do.
I do too.
And the fact it's dumb that we.
It's not dumb. It's called we're obeying the law.
Covering our booties. That's what it's called.
Go look up right now. Is it legal to play music on my podcast? And everything you see will say no. No, it's not. I promise you, I've researched it.
And what's the reason? Because we're not paying
because
the artist?
Because we don't pay licenses on the artist. And because this is downloadable. People can download it and keep it forever. And if there's music on it, we're giving away someone else's music.
Well, see, the person we told, the song, it's we're not selling the song.
Doesn't matter.
We aren't making a profit on it.
Exactly, but you're giving away something someone else owns. You don't own that song. You can't.
So if we have 15 seconds of Billy Joel Piano Man playing.
Technically, that is illegal. Unless we are commenting on it, which you could claim it's fair use. But
because
we are on iTunes is very, very picky. And if iTunes doesn't give you a chance to defend yourself, neither does YouTube with videos. See, if this was just something on our site for people to download, I wouldn't be as worried about it. Because if we got sued, I would be able to go and say, I'm sorry, this is fair use. You can hear us commenting on the song while it's playing. If we're using it in a newsworthy fashion, it falls under what they call the fair use doctrine. But on iTunes, all someone has to do, the copyright holder of a song, is say, "That's my song," and they're using it illegally, and iTunes will shut you down. And that's it. And they don't,
I'm looking at this right here. It says,
iTunes even warns you. What if my usage of this song is fair use? iTunes will tell you. That's for your lawsuit to determine if you get sued. Here,
I'm going to send you some other stuff too on your own. Content. I'm going to make sure you get this for later to review with the lawyers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Patrick's right, dude.
So just
what if I started singing a song? What if I started singing
Again,
Piano Man?
Look, we could play every song you could think of right now, and we'd probably be fine until one of them calls iTunes and says, "I own that," and they're using it. So it's kind of like playing roulette. you know, Russian roulette.
Yeah, there's actually, and there's a big section on this where it says, you know, there's if you're singing a song or if you're just playing like 8 seconds of a song, because isn't that like the sample thing? If you use eight seconds, then
fair use.
Then you know, whatever.
iTunes doesn't care, neither does YouTube.
But they're saying fair use is it's up to whomever the judge's decision. So one judge could
say,
what
I'm telling you is if we got sued in those circumstances, we would win. But that doesn't matter. iTunes is not a democracy. It's a dictatorship. If they decide your content is breaking their rules, they will pull it and we are done. This podcast will no longer exist, at least not on iTunes, and that's where most people listen to it. So I'm not willing to take that risk. Again, that's not what we're doing here. I don't think we're losing anything by...
No, we like your little podcast song.
Not
you
playing
have.
Music on the podcast.
These guys keep coming up in our world. I'm going to save this.
Who?
There is. Remember the Harry Fox thing?
The Harry Fox?
Harry Fox is a... they
like their publishing house type
thing or
whatever.
No, they get mechanicals
for
songwriters for sales. Yeah. Yeah. That's the biggest company in the world for that, or at least in the U.S.
They're popping up again here, and somebody's like, yeah, look into this, ask them, and, you know, to license and whatever.
What do you mean they keep coming up in your world?
I'm just saying, like, we've had several people mention their name here in the last 2 months, like something or other with Harry Fox, and it's like, what, really? Anyway, I was just thinking they would help out if we...
Well, yeah, if you want to pay them, Harry Fox will gladly take your money.
Well, I mean, if that allows us, I would like to see how much it would cost us to be able to do where we put a song in a podcast.
Here's the other thing is you'd have to – the paperwork alone isn't worth it because to put a podcast on this – put a song on this podcast through Harry Fox, I would have needed to tell him a month ago we were going to do it and pay it in advance. That's not how this works. It's just – again, it's better not to do it. And I know other people do it, and
because several people dangerous. Have actually brought it up that, you know, it would be cool that, you know, if you did it more like the radio and you threw in a couple songs here and there, you know, because they don't get to listen to our show. But I guess that's kind of the idea. The podcast is not like the radio show.
It's not.
If you download it onto your iPod and then put it in, you can put songs in between it and play several podcasts back to back.
There you go.
With a song.
You just threw out a solution.
Podcast, song.
Okay. Got to get our sponsor in here.
All right.
Did you know that it took 39 versions to make the American flag just right? Just goes to show you that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil ever since they introduced it to the world back in 1866 as the only American-owned motor oil company. It's a very important thing to us. We thought that it was a great idea and a good time to celebrate their legacy. For a limited time, you can get a free American flag when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at any participating retailer. Again, it's a free American flag. Awesome! Just in time for the 4th of July. Stars and Stripes, we salute you with our hand on our hearts and our foot on the pedal. Mm-hmm. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more information. And I'm going to say it again. They are the only American-owned motor oil company, and we appreciate them being a big sponsor of our podcast. Thank you, Valvoline.
Do you know Luke Bryan has 3.2 million Twitter followers?
Do you know Taylor Swift has 44 million? Saw that today. You know, take a guess. Of all the Twitter accounts, Taylor Swift is the fifth highest one.
Do you know him?
I'm going to look him up. I do know him, but
the fifth highest. Who are the other four? Bubba, go ahead.
I'm going to say Justin Bieber is still crazy huge.
I'm going to say Lady Gaga, yeah. Justin Bieber, Oprah.
Say again. Who do you think has more than Taylor Swift? Taylor Swift is currently number 5. Right now she is number 6. She is now currently 6. She just got passed by the number 5 person.
Who is Miley Cyrus?
No.
Is Miley in the top 5?
Miley is not in the top 15, 20.
Okay. I think Pope is pretty big.
Nope.
No.
Cyrus is number 29.
Are the 4 people in, are they artists?
Okay, I'll give one of them away. Number 4 is YouTube. The YouTube Twitter account has 42 million
Twitter
followers.
Are the rest of the other ones people?
The other ones are people.
Oprah.
No.
Good.
Oprah is number 16. Oprah, listen to this.
Oprah needs
Oprah
to be lower.
24 million Twitter followers, and Taylor Swift has 41.
Bubba loves
41
Oprah.
Million. So Taylor Swift
Taylor
is
Swift has
double
almost
Oprah.
Double Oprah's Twitter followers. That's how, I mean.
Give her time, she'll have double Oprah's money.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is number 5.
Okay. What about the one I just said a minute ago? I said Bieber. Where's
Bieber? Bieber's number 2.
What's he got?
52 million.
So we need a number one and three. Number three.
Where's Ashton Kutcher? Wasn't he like the first person to get to a million? Remember
Ashton
that?
Ashton Kutcher was an early Twitter guy. He's not in the top 25, top 30 anymore. He's number 37, 16 million Twitter followers.
Number three, is it a singer?
Number three is not a singer. Number one is a singer.
Is number three not a singer? Are they a business person?
No.
This is a fun game. Are they in the entertainment industry?
No.
Oh, they're a politician. It's yes. Obama.
Obama is number 3 with 43.3
million.
Yeah,
but didn't they say that he bought all that? Remember there was this big thing that came out that they said like over 80% of his Twitter followers were fake, like they bought them on the internet, like bots.
There's no way it's 80%. There's not that many
Dude,
bots.
Number
out
1
there.
Is
I will find that article.
30 million. Number 1 is a singer.
Yes. Number 1 be
you two.
Mm-mm.
Who's a
somebody is a pop singer.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry is number 1 with 53.8 million Twitter followers.
Hear that girl roar.
And here's the worst, is she only follows 147 people.
Who's the first person she followed?
Oh, I don't know. Let's find out.
First, do you know?
I know the first person Taylor Swift followed on
too.
Twitter was.
We know him.
Is Brian Mansfield from USA Today. And that is on his...
That's on his Twitter description.
Yeah.
I'm the first person Taylor Swift ever followed.
On Twitter. Which is great.
That's a great story.
It really is.
You know who that guy is right there? Who's that guy? That's Taylor Swift's first follower. What? Him? Because he's kind of average looking. Just a dude, you know?
He's a journalist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
All right. I'm going to try to figure out who the
first person. Obama thing is about 50% are fake.
I'm you know, again.
I'm reading
you,
right
what
here.
What are you getting it from? What website says?
I hate Obama.net.
Yeah, I hate Obama.net. TeaPartyFacts.com. Come on, man.
I'm just no. This is actually from the Daily Mail online, which is British. They have. I mean, they love him, man.
Who loves him?
The British love him. Everybody who isn't in America loves American politicians, every single one. They don't care if they're Republican,
no,
Democrat.
That's not true. They didn't used to love our last president.
Oh. Well, that's because there's all kinds of reasons.
Anyway, so it goes through this whole thing. I'm looking
right
here.
Oh, my God. But you know, I don't know who this person is. The first person Katy Perry followed on Twitter is Trev Orr, Young Skeeter, at Young Skeeter.
Good old Young Skeeter.
And of course, it's Young without an O. Young Skeeter. Do you know who the second person Katy Perry followed on Twitter was?
Who?
Taylor Swift.
That's great.
That's funny.
Yeah. Look here. The Twitter people with the most fake scores are Barack Obama, 53% fake. Joe Biden with 46% fake. Michelle Obama with 36% fake.
How do they know that?
Yeah.
They have this.
They have a program.
Yeah, they do. It's a internet research vendor that did the research for them. It's statuspeople.com, something or other, blah, 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 blah.
And again, this says allegedly on the article I'm looking at.
Oh, really?
Because so it's all a guess.
Well, it says right here, according or among influential United States political tweeters, Barack Obama is the undisputed king of fake followers, and they rank the things. They
I love how statistics are so fake. This one says 71% of Barack Obama's Twitter followers are fake.
By the way,
he said what? 53? Yeah,
I can tell you this is off the record, off the topic. But I have a bottled water that's empty.
Uh-huh. I crush mine too every single time.
Did you know that when you're flying in the plane?
Okay,
Bubba's in the
always,
back.
I always crush my bottle because that way, whenever I throw it away, it takes up less space in the garbage can.
When you're flying in the plane, just imagine.
Do the sound again.
It's you're at your audience. Like when you're flying at 12,000 feet, it's night. I'm up front, maybe Our buddy Donnie's flying with us just because we're tired.
I'm in the back and I'm sleeping usually.
Yeah. This sound right here sounds like the entire plane is falling apart.
Dude, I'll do that sound and I can feel the whole entire plane shudder because Big D jumps.
I jump and start just grabbing the yoke. I just know that we've lost the tail. Well, there goes a wing. We're going good. We got an engine fire.
It's funny the stuff that just a simple sound can influence.
Yeah, man.
And by the way, I'm just going through here. All the United States politicians have a ton of fake people.
I just
people.
Found this, I mean, that from 64% of all statistics read on the internet are fake.
Speaking of politicians, have you guys ever gotten into, I just finished season 2 of House of Cards.
You watching that? I still don't have Netflix, so I haven't watched that yet.
You don't have Netflix?
I have Netflix.
It's good, man.
I don't have Netflix. He doesn't have cable. Really? Come on.
You guys are nuts.
Man, I save a ton of money every month, though.
Yeah, but Netflix is, but not having TV? Yeah, you do.
I'm telling you, man, if you're looking to save money, that's a big one. Because you know what? Here's what I found that we were doing. First off, the kids would just sit there and just zone out. And it wasn't at TV. They were zoned out on Netflix because they can go see what they want to watch.
Yeah.
And if we are watching regular cable, it was like click, 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 click. Oh, that's cool. Click, 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 click. What's that? Oh, it's over. Click, 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 click. And I was like, why? What are we doing? Why are we spending $140, $50 a month for this?
Yeah.
So we pulled it, and everyone was like, oh, really? Yeah. We don't miss it at all. If you really want to watch something, I'll go to your house. If I really want to watch something, I'll come here.
Yeah. You and the boys came here to watch something a while back, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like, I came in and all the furniture in the soundstage, but the green room was kind of arranged slightly different. You know how I am. I am so OCD. If something has been moved 6 inches, I know it.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in, I'm like, somebody's been here this weekend in my head. And then you were like telling me the story about you and the boys watching something. I said, I knew somebody had been here. I felt better.
Sometimes Patrick and I, this is the first time that we're even telling Bubba this, sometimes we will purposely move something on his side of the board so that we can hear the next day how someone came through the ceiling, cut a hole in the ceiling.
Someone was in here.
Dude, and then patched it back up. And then like in Mission Impossible where Tom Cruise is hanging by a strand, did something to Bubba's board.
Someone touched stuff. I'm just saying.
No.
Everything's been moved over here.
You know what? For all I know, someone did come in to move it.
It happened a lot at our old studio.
A lot.
Because people were always in the old studio.
For the last 2 years we were there, we had our own lock with our own keys. We called the lock. I called the locksmith, had him come into the studio at the radio station and change the locks without telling anyone else in the building we were doing it. And then the three of us and Mike the engineer were the only people who had a key to the studio. And Bubba was still convinced people were coming in every day.
Every day. Don't even say that. The people would come in occasionally.
Occasionally.
And I would notice. I mean, it's weird. If there's a piece of paper in a weird place, I know where I put paper. And I know how I put paper. And I know which paper goes in which stack of paper.
Your memory is as good as you think it is. I think it's about 80%. I think it's really good. But then there's times where you turn this light off?
Sometimes I don't, because I am I'm pretty scatterbrained too. And there are many times.
What was the conversation the other day we had? I told Bubba something about a lady we know, and he sat there and acknowledged it. Oh, yeah, okay, well, that's too bad.
Yeah, she's not working there anymore.
She's not working there anymore. That's too bad. Oh, yeah. And then the next day, I'm telling D, because he wasn't in here, that lady had left this company, and Bubba goes, what? Wait, really?
Who?
I
Not only did I tell you, you commented.
Because
it happens
I was
all
doing,
the time.
I was listening to you like I listened to my wife.
Yeah. Then that right. you're admitting that your memory's not that good.
No, it wasn't my memory that was the problem.
Well, your
it
attention was, to detail is not that good.
It was
good.
My attention to you.
That's great.
That's like Stacey will be talking to me, and I'm like, yeah, whatever.
My father, my poor father, they live just my parents now. All the kids are gone. Okay. My father couldn't wait to get my youngest brother out of the house. He lived there until like 2 years ago. He was 30 years old when he moved out of my parents' house.
He's that guy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay, he was that guy, okay? And he finally moves out, and now it's just my mom and dad. And I guarantee you, my dad is sitting in his chair, and I've seen it. My mother just starts talking to him, and he is completely out, just looking at the paper, reading stuff on his laptop, watching CNN, and she is just talking. Finally, he'll go, wait, what? Are you talking? She's been gone for 20 minutes. He just has this miraculous ability to tune out whatever she says.
It's a cliche. It's a stereotype. It's
so
a punchline. But, man, it is some truth to it. You know? You just get, you know.
It's great.
It's just the way, guys, it's the way we cope.
It is how we cope. That's it. Absolutely right.
The reason we answered that so quickly, exactly the exact same way, because it's true. And now you know.
The old joke, women ask men, what are they thinking about? And it's, you know, 50% of the time, it's literally nothing.
Nothing.
Just nothing. I mean,
I know it sounds crazy, but we don't think about something all the time. There's times when it's a total blank slate. And women are just like, no, it can't be. No, it is. It really is. What's the thing they say that they show you they compare a brain of a male as a strand of spaghetti, and then they compare the females. It's a bowl of spaghetti that's all mixed up. You can't tell one part goes to the other. They all connect. It's all this big jumble thing. And that's true. Kathy will think about, like, I can't even think about, like, we're going to have a party. Okay. I will think, well, let's see, we're going to have beef, some chicken, and some drinks, and we'll do that, and everyone's going to have a good time. She thinks, should I invite so-and-so, because do they get along with the other person, and then that leads to something else. And then by the time it finishes, her brain is in another state at a cake shop I was like, wow.
Hey, what do you guys think about that kill switch? I'm going to shift gears here because this is kind of something, and I wanted to bring it up on the show. The new Android phones, and Patrick, you have a Droid, so you'll know, and I guess this is going to go with everything. The new Android and Windows phones are going to have kill switches on them, which is basically if you lose your phone, you can shut it off, you know. But the thing I'm worried about is in mass, at any given moment, that stuff can all be hacked. We all know that.
They can be hacked now.
Think about the government with the power to not only shut off communications, you know, on the internet, but what about telephony? At any given moment, they can kill all of our phones.
You didn't think the government had the power to kill all your phones?
Well, I just think something like that.
They don't need to shut off each of your phones individually.
Kill
they
the
just need to kill the network
or scramble it.
It's not that hard.
Well,
I'm not. I mean,
look. I'm telling you, we're, you know, to answer
we're
your question,
we're in a weird place in our country right now
because we're so dependent on one thing. And this has to do with everything in life, whether it's your job or your appliances or us as a nation. If you become so reliant on one thing, you are very vulnerable. If it goes out, if we have an EMP, if a device...
Electromagnetic pulse, which it could be from anything. You know that that asteroid that blew up over Russia? That could cause an EMP.
Right.
Or a terrorist nuclear blast up in the high,
the atmosphere. It is science. If that happens, it is going to fry
every single chip, every single anything.
The only thing that's going to work is your Chevelle. because it is old tech.
Anything with a computer or that relies on any kind of circuit board, any of that, it all gets fried.
Computers, phones, everything.
We instantly,
microwave ovens, as
a community, as a nation, possibly as a world, would be thrown back into the 18th century.
Now you think, oh,
like that.
Well,
that'll
listen,
never
okay,
happen.
Well, big deal. We don't have the internet. Oh, okay, big deal. We don't have a microwave. I can still use fire to do that stuff. Okay, that's true.
Now all of a sudden everybody's got untreated water.
That's hour one, hour five. Oh, this stuff isn't coming back. My car won't start. There's people in the streets. All the lights are off.
Your plumbing, all that, none of that works anymore.
Hour 12, mass pandemonium.
I'm sure.
72 hours later, whenever nobody can get clean water.
You don't even.
People go into panic mode.
Our country is unrecognizable.
And possibly, again, the world.
We and then are, do you know how easy it is for another a country to come through and just wipe?
Well, the good news is my gun doesn't have a chip.
The good thing about America is.
But then, you're
but
not
they're
even,
talking about doing that.
But you're not fighting. You're not fighting a Russian then. You're fighting your neighbor.
Have you not seen, and that's the bad thing,
no, you
too,
said our country would be taken over by somebody else.
Well, it could be. Somebody else could be a cartel. Doesn't have to be a country. It could be a...
All kinds of stuff, man.
And here's the thing. They're talking about doing these... Have you seen the fingerprint readers? The new thing for gun control and all that kind of stuff is they're going to have it to where your fingerprint only can fire your gun. Or, well, what happens in this kind of situation? Those guns with those fingerprint readers won't function.
That's right, because they have a chip on them. They're electric.
What happens when your little internal battery on this fingerprint reader passes on
and dies?
That's
when you shoot your dad's .30-06 that he gave you when you were in high school. That'll still shoot a hole in someone who's trying to hurt you and your family.
I did some Googling. The iPhones do have the same kill switch. They've already had them since last September. So now this would bring Apple, Droid, and Windows phones all into submission. They could stifle anything within seconds.
It's not that hard. I don't think they need a kill switch on your phone to stop you from using your phone if the government really wants to do it. That's why I don't buy into conspiracy, you know.
Well, I also have something else, because I'm a little baby prepper here. If it weren't an EMP, if something else were to happen and, you know, the grid would go down, you can always use your phone. Like a lot of people talk about, you know, well, what good's a phone once the phone lines go down and all that kind of stuff? You can still use cool apps. And if you have, like, really cool apps on your phone, like survival-based apps, you can always charge your phone with solar chargers and all that kind of stuff, too. So just throwing it out there. Have good stuff on your phone, not just games. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. The other thing that happened this week is the World Cup. Everyone who is not a soccer fan is now a soccer fan.
At least for the time being.
We're not sure if United States is it one and you're done, or is it?
No.
We play Portugal.
We play Portugal, and then we play Germany on Thursday.
So we have to get 3 points to go to the next round.
No, you have to be the top two in your bracket.
Yeah, but wait. I've read this thing. We got 3 points from winning the game.
You got 3 points for a win.
You have to have 4 points to go to the next round.
That's
what I read in our thing. We have to have four. To get, because of the way everything's fallen already, we have to. All it would take for us to do is get one more point.
If we tied with Portugal and lost to Germany, we'd have 4 points. But Portugal would have a tie. Yeah, they couldn't get more than four. I don't know. Ghana could still win two and get ahead of us. So, no, it's not enough to just tie one. It all depends what everyone else
Stupid
does.
Internet. It
we'll
lied
know
to me.
After this. We'll know. If we beat Portugal, we're in. Doesn't matter what happens against Germany. If we win the game on Sunday, we're in the next round. If we lose, what we need to hope is that Germany beats Ghana, and then they're automatically in, and then it doesn't matter what they do against the U.S. So,
and let's also hope that Germany gets more injuries. You know, that helped us against Ghana. Ghana had two of their main starters out.
Well, we lost our number two guy.
Yeah, which is why I'm saying let's hope everybody else gets injuries. Not the fake ones, the real ones.
I believe the U.S. is going to win. You know why?
Because
they have a chant.
Right, we have a chant.
We do have a chant, and it is a great chant. Can we do the chant? Will the lawyers allow us to do the chant?
Look at Patrick. He's just frozen.
I believe that
fear.
We have a great opportunity to do well. That's our chant. I believe that we have a great opportunity to do well. And we right. changed it enough to where everything's good.
Anything else you want to cover on the podcast?
I'm going to work on the llama.
Yes.
And
you get us a llama.
I'd already forgotten about that.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Patrick.
Do we need anything else for the party? Are we good? We're having a party next week.
What are we doing on food?
I'm going to buy pizzas.
Good.
Smart. I thought we were going to get like a little food truck or something.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
We just had this conversation about
Bubba. I didn't have this conversation.
That's what he does. I wasn't in the room with you goobers. That's where he goes.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
And I don't care what you heard.
I heard that we were getting ice cream. That's where I left off. That's been 2 days.
Right. And that same day, we had a conversation.
You and Big D had a conversation.
No, you were right there.
You weren't editing anything.
Yes.
You weren't preoccupied. We were talking about it.
And it said,
I might have been
right.
I wasn't
he's
in
we said, okay, watch it. Ready? Watch it. Let me bring it back.
If you're in a restaurant, do you listen to everybody else's
conversation? We were talking to you about it.
Don't even know what you're talking about. Y'all
oh
are
my
crazy.
God! You really?
I was not in the conversation.
I think you
yes,
might have a mental problem.
I think you have an actual wiring issue now because we had this conversation about the pizzas, and you actually were like, "Yeah, well, you know what? That's
yeah, okay. That makes better sense."
Like you actually participated in that conversation.
I did not.
Oh my! And see, you
and
can,
then the denial makes it worse because you make yourself.
I didn't
believe,
have this conversation.
Yes.
Well,
you did. You did participate in that conversation that all three
it's almost
of us
like you
did.
Have, it's like you have amnesia.
Yeah, it really is.
And
it's
you
like
totally
a
believe
block.
It. Like, you really believe it. Like, totally, fully, unless you're messing
I
with us.
I'm standing right here.
Are you messing with us?
Dude, I really don't know. Are
I'm
you?
I'm calling these people about a llama. You guys are just being
or, no, no, no.
I am,
we're
I'm
not being.
Going to call someone about a llama.
The conversation was this. Well, we were going to do a food truck, but the food truck has minimums.
Yes, the food truck has a minimum.
I heard that. No. What I remember you saying is that I think this is what you said, and maybe that's when you guys went on and had another conversation. When you said the minimums, I was in on that part of the conversation, and you said, well, should we just pay to have, are you going to pay the minimum or the whatever the time thing is? And I said, yeah, whatever. I said, that's fine, whatever works. That's where
and
I
right
left off.
Right at that moment. I said, or I could go buy 10 pizzas for $67.
You know, you said two. Oh. You can get 100 pizzas for
20 pizzas for 100
20 for 100
bucks.
And
D said, nah, we probably 10's probably enough.
It'll
and you
fine.
Said,
I don't remember
yeah, 10 because
I would have said 10 won't be enough. 10 yeah. will not be enough. Well, I could eat a whole pizza by myself.
Yeah, but it's gonna be Friday morning. Who's gonna really?
Nah, I mean, nobody's I don't even want to eat
pizza
I don't
for breakfast. Is awesome.
I don't even want to eat it. I mean, just anyway. Okay.
I wasn't in that conversation.
Yes.
I had moved on.
We're messing out. Dude, we're messing with you. Don't freak out. You weren't there. We know. Okay, so he's going to take care of a llama. Patrick, now that we've had the conversation with Bubba in front of him, the pizza thing is a go for the food. I don't know if there's anything else that we need for the party.
I hope I can get a llama. I really want a llama.
I got nothing else
to add.
I
hope I can get a llama that likes pizza. Because you guys are getting pizza.
We are now. Now that we've had this conversation.
What conversation? Jesus. I want a llama dressed up like a Valvoline bottle.
That's going to cost you extra.
Valvoline introduced motor oil back in 1866, and they've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood, and possibly on our llama. Thank you guys for sponsoring the podcast this week.
Hit that button. Let's get this
yes,
podcast
let's get
done.
It over with.
Thank you.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.